We are in Shabbos Daf 116, Kuf Tes Zion, towards the beginning, although we did the last, we did one paragraph of the same conversation. Famous discussion in terms of Vayibin Saharon. So Vayibin Saharon, we know, has two nuns, backwards nuns, bracketing it on either side. And the question is, why do we have those brackets? What is the function of them? So we had just said that part of the reason that Vayibin Saharon is bracketed is in order to teach you that that this is one opinion was that this is not its place. The Tanakhama said this is supposed to be somewhere else, and therefore to basically signify that this is not where it's supposed to be, it's sort of like transplanted somewhere else, that they bracketed, Hashem bracketed it off. Comes Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and says, no, really, lo min Hashem huzeh, this is the top of the daf. The reason that it's bracketed off is to teach us that it alone is its own sefer. I guess if it had its normal breaks inside the sefer Torah, you wouldn't necessarily know that because it's so small. So Kamash Malan, the nuns teach us that it's its own sefer. So Gemara says, Kaman az v'hadam Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Who says the following? Good morning, Aaron. Who says the following? We're still at the top. Rabbi Yonasan. Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Chatzva Amudei Shiva. Pasuk in Mishlei says that she carved its seven pillars. Another thing we're going to get into soon in the Mishlei class. Elu Shiva Sivri Torah. Says Kiman Rebbe. So the Gemara says that's like Rebbe's sheet that we just said. It's its own sefer. Now this pasuk that it's cut out of seven pillars. It's a reference to seven Sifrei Torah, because you have the five normal ones, but inside of the fourth one, inside of Bamidbar, you have the beginning of Bamidbar, until Vayibin Saharon, then you have Vayibin Saharon itself, and then you have after Vayibin Saharon, so that makes two extra ones, that's seven. So Man Tana de Paligale Drebi. We just said that there's the Tanakhama sheet that it's not a separate sefer, but rather it's just there to teach you that it's not its place. So who's that Tana that disagrees? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Who? The Tana the Brisa tells us. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Omer Asida Parsha Zusa Sheteyakir Mekana Tikasa Bimkoma. In the future, someone asked this maybe. In the future, Vayibin Saharon is going to uproot itself and then put itself back into its proper place. Why, if it's not its place, why is it written here? To differentiate between one and two tragedies. The Ramban says in Parsha, Baaloscha, that really it's not two, it's really three, and we're trying to avoid a chazaka. But either way, the literal understanding of the Gemara is that we're trying to avoid two things together. Where else do we see this? Not very often. There's a slight example of it at the beginning of the Maseches Yevamos, but that doesn't really hold the same themes. But either way, the Gemara says we don't want to have so many tragedies in consecutive order. So the Gemara says, what was the bad thing the second time around? Interesting, it starts with the second one, but it says Vayiham Kimisonanim, that the Jewish people complained. This is the story of the slav, of the quail, where they wanted meat. Paranius Rishona, at least that's according to one opinion. Paranius Rishona, the first different tragedy was Vayisu Mehar Hashem. What does it mean, Vayisu Mehar Hashem? What's so bad about leaving Har Sinai? You have to leave at some point. So famous statement from Tosfos here, that the tragedy was that they were Vayisu Mehar Hashem in a way that they were Ketino Kayotze Mibes HaSefer Sheboreach Vaholech Lo. It's not just that they had to leave Har Sinai. It's that they ran away like it was the last day of school. They ran out of the school doors. They couldn't get it out. They couldn't wait to leave Har Sinai. That was the problem. That was the first tragedy, that they left so quickly from Har Sinai. Famous drasha, I'm sure half the rabbis in the world used that Tosfos at one point or another. V'am Rebbe Chama, Rebbe Chanina. Rabbi Chama says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Shesau Me'er Acharei Hashem. What does it mean? Vayisu Me'er Hashem. Shesaru. They turned away from Hashem. Ve'echan Mekoma. So what's the real place that it should be? According to Rabbi Shlomo Gamliel, that it's going to return to be. Amar Rav Ashi Bid Degalim. It's by the differentiation of all the flags and the encampments at the beginning. I think in Parshas Bamidbar is when we talk about that. So Gemara says, Ibailu. Hagilyonin shall sefer Torah matzil on someone leidleka or ain matzil on someone leidleka. What about the blank parchment pages of the sefer Torah, especially at the end or potentially in the middle? You have some blank spaces where there's no writing on it. So if you have only those spaces inside of a house, do you have to save them? The fact that it was part of a sefer Torah at one point or another, does that mean you have to save them or not from the fire? I mean, do they have Kedusha? Is really what we're asking. So the Gemara says, Tashima, Sefer Torah Shebala, if a Torah was worn out, we saw this in Sprecy yesterday, Im Yesh Bolakech Manavachameh Shel Sios, Kegomarshis Vayibin Saharon, if it has 85 letters worth to collect, so Matzilin, we said yesterday, as Machlokes, whether or not those letters have to be contained within words, or can they just be scattered? So if it has 85, so Matzilin, Vim Lav Ein Matzilin. So the Gemara says, "Am I? Tebuk leMishum Gilyon Diday? It should have said over there that they would be that you should save it just for the Gilyon, just for the blank spaces. So why the fact that it's asking for the letters itself means that Gilyonos are not good enough, and the blank spaces would not justify a saving. So the Gemara says, "No, Balashani. When we talk about the blank spaces, we're talking about perfectly good blank spaces of a Sefer Torah. When it's talking about in that situation, it's when you have a Sefer Torah that's ruined." So the question is whether a ruined Sefer Torah, something which is withered away, is worthwhile for saving. Here we're talking about perfectly good blank spaces in Sefer Torah. So that can't be a source for whether or not you should save the blank spaces. Tashma Sefer Torah shenimcha. What if a Sefer Torah was erased? Same thing if it was erased. So the Gemara says, why don't we say again that we should save it for the blank spaces? So the Gemara says basically the same idea. Makom haksav lo kamei bayalei. We're not talking about where the words were written. Dechikadosh agav ksavu dekadosh. In the place where the words are, obviously the definition of its kedusha. I mean, what makes it, what defines it as a holy item, is the fact that it has words on it. That place is supposed to have words. So therefore, azak sav azak kedusha asay. If the words go away, that means that its kedusha goes away. Ki kami bayali shamal v'shamata. When we're talking about the golionos, the blank spaces, we're talking about the margins on top and on the bottom or on the sides. Shevein parsha l'parsha, between the parshios, shevein daf l'daf, that are on the sides of the between the pages. So the Gemara says that why don't we just say that those are the Gemara says we can't learn from the place where the letters are erased. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's what you're concerned about, table gemishim hahu. If that was really the case, then presumably in a Sefer Torah where the letters were erased, then these blank spaces are also there. So you should save them regardless of whether or not there are letters there. So the Gemara says, no, degiz v'shadi. The reason over there, it's the question, is because maybe, it's not necessarily the case, in either direction, meaning you can't use it as a proof, maybe it was the case where they cut away the margins and they just have the place where the letters were, and then and then the letters got worn out, or erased. So you can't necessarily learn from there. So Tashima, Chazal instituted that a person is metame their hands when they touch a Sefer Torah, which was tame. They did so. They applied that tumah, that concept of impurity. They applied it even to the blank spaces. So that seems to be that the Sefer Torah itself, regardless of whether it has words or regardless of whether it has the other parts of the open spaces, all of it is going to create this create impurity, which presumably implies that it would also be kedusha to the extent that you'd save it in a fire on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma Agav Sefer Torah Shani. Maybe the fact that the blank spaces in that situation are connected to the Sefer Torah, which has all the words and which has its full Kedusha, maybe that's why it's going to be Matam and Biyadayim. But if they're cut off and they're separate pieces of blank paper, so maybe it would not, parchment, so maybe it would not necessitate being saved. So let's try again. Tashima HaGilyonim V'Sifrei Minim Ein Matzilon Asom Le'Leka. The blank pages and the books of heretics are not to be rescued. Ella, not only should they not be rescued, nisrafim imkoman hein maskrosay, and they can be burned up. They themselves and even Hashem's name within the heretic's books. So my love, Gilyon de Sefer Torah, is that not talking when it says over there, Gilyonim? Does it not refer to the margins, the blank pages of a Sefer Torah? So he says, no, Gilyon de Sefer Minim, it's referring to the blank pages of the heretic's book itself. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If the Brisa says that we're not supposed to save the heretic's books, so then Gilyon Mibaya, do you have to tell me you're not going to save the margins of the heretic's books? If you're not going to save the actual books, so then obviously you're not going to save the margins of the books. So it says, no, Hafikamar, Vesifri Minim Hare Hain Kil Gilyonim. The heretic's books, they're just as good as unworthy blank pages. That's what it's saying. Nothing about a Sefer Torah necessarily. So the Gemara goes a step further within this topic. Gufa, Hagelion, Sefer Enim, Emes, Yosom, Nedleika. You don't save the heretic's books or the margins, or that they are like margins. You don't save them from a fire. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bachol, in the weekday, Koder Asaz Karos Shabahem Begontan. You should cut out the names of Hashem and then put them in Geniza. Vashar Sofran, and the rest of it, you should burn it up. You should burn the rest of the heretic's book. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Akapeach es banai. We've seen this phrase before. It's actually the topic of a Parsha Shir I gave on Parshas Vayigash, I think. This phrase, Akapeach es banai. Rabbi Tarfon had these phrases that he would use in order to respond to his students, sometimes giving them more harsh or subtle critiques. So here he says, Akapeach es banai, I'm going to kill off my children. I'm going to bury my sons. There's no way that that's true. Shim yavo liyadi shani esrof osam v'leskas kosheh b'hen. Not only would I burn the books, but I'd burn Hashem's name inside those books as well. Shafilu adam rodif achrav l'hargo. If a person is chasing after you to kill you, v'nachash ratz la'kisho, and a snake is coming to bite you, to poison you, nechnas l'beis avodah zarah, I would go into a place of idol worship, and I wouldn't go to these heretics' homes, to these heretics' houses. Shehalalu makirin v'kofrin, v'halalu in makirin v'kofrin. Avodah Zarah, at the very least, you could maybe say that they grew up like this. Right? Sort of sounds a lot like a Tina Shenishba type situation. Avodah Zarah, they never learned about God. But these people, the heretics, they learned about God, and now they're actively rebelling against God. That's worse than someone who just never knows really the true nature of God. V'alein akas of Omer, and the Pasuk says, Achar hadelas v'amezuzah samta zichronech. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, talking about going behind the door. I don't exactly know how they darshan the Pasuk, but either way, I have personal experience with this Gemara. One time we were in Yeshiva, at Yeshiva Kotel, we found a conservative movement's sitter. No, it might have even been a Tanakh. So we didn't know what to do with it. I don't know how we got it. I don't know how it ended up in the basement. Someone else had brought it in. Maybe they thought it was Shemos. So we went over to Rabbi Avigdor Nevinzal, who used to learn in the basement. We said, what should we do with this? And he told us, you should burn it. So we had a barbecue. And no, we didn't use it to make any food, but we did burn it. And it was kind of shocking to do such a thing. But this is a Gemara, that you're supposed to burn, you're supposed to get rid of heretical books, even if they have what looks like Hashem's name. They were not written in the same with the same notion of Hashem that we subscribe to. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yishmael, Kal v'chomer. I have a Kal v'chomer which teaches us the fact that you should definitely get rid of. You should not be concerned with getting rid of Hashem's name. Uma lasso shalom benish lishto. When it comes to the sota, what do? We write Hashem's name on a piece of paper and we put it in the water. We dissolve it inside of the water. So Amar Torah Shemish Nita Bekdusha Imachal Amayim. So then we should definitely get rid of Hashem's name for that sake, to make peace between man and woman, between husband and wife. Halalu Shematil and Kinav Eva Vesachus Ben Yisrael Avin Shavah Shemayim. These people, these heretics that create this distinction and hostility between the Jewish people and their Father in Heaven. Al Achas Kam V'Kama. Surely, to maintain peace between the Jewish people and their Father in Heaven, we should definitely be willing to burn Hashem's name if it's written by these people. V'aleim amar David halom esanecha Hashem esna uviskomemecha eskotat tachlis sinah sineisim loevim hayuli. A drasha from a pasuk in Tehillim. Uchshem shem atzilin l'shem liyadlecha kachin atzilin l'shem lomina mapolis v'marmayim v'lomidav ramabadan. You don't save these books from anything. Doesn't matter if it's a fire. Doesn't matter if it's water. You do not save these books. You actually actively ruin them according to Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, very interesting. I'm sure there might be some good Koren background on that too. So, Bayimine Yosef Bar Chanin me Rabbi Avo. So Yosef Bar Chanin brought up a dilemma to Rabbi Avo. Hani Sifrei Devei Avidan. Devei Avidan was some kind of house that they did these heretical things. I don't know if heretical. Was it heretical? Let me look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Sfarm Shekasvu Lahem Haminim. Yeah, the books that they used to use for fighting and debating the Jewish people. And the place that they would debate is called the Bei Avidan. So Matzilin said, you save those or no? So Eve Lav Rav Yada, he didn't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Rav Lo Azal Levet Adidan. Rav would never go to this place. Because Shekhan Levet Nitzrifi. He would definitely not go to Bei Nitzrifi, which is another more, it sounds according to here, Rashi says it's actually Avodah Zarah. Shmuel ben Nitzri lo azol ben Adir and azol. Shmuel would actually be willing to go to debate the heretics. So Amar le Rava, my time lo asis lo Adir. Why don't you go to Be'ei Avidan? So Amar lehu dikla planya ika be'orcha. There's this tree in the way, and it's going to hurt me if I try to traverse it. V'kashali. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Niyakri. So just get rid of it. No duchte kashali. Even if you got rid of it, it would still be difficult for me. Rashi brings up two different possibilities because of the big ditch or because of the smell is still going to be there. So Mar Bar Yosef Amar Ana Minayu Ana. I'm from that group. V'lo mistafino minayu, and I don't hold back from them. I think that's what it means. I think that's what it means. I'm one of them. We are friends, and I do not fear them. Either way. One time they went to I think it's referring to Mar Bar Yosef once, and they actually wanted to hurt him. This is why Rav didn't want to go according to Rashi, because if he would be able to prove them wrong, they would want to kill him. So to hear Mar Bar Yosef also went and they wanted to kill him too. Rabbi Meir have a karile Aven Gilion, Rabbi Yochanan have a karile Avon Gilion. So they would have different sort of nicknames for these books, either the folios that are wicked or the folios that are sinful. So Imashalom Dvisa Rabbi Eliezer Achli Rabbi Gamil Have. Imashalom was a woman who was married to Rabbi Eliezer, but also the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Hava Hahu Philosopha Bishvilosei. There was some kind of philosopher there. So Hava Shakel Shema Dulom Kabel Shechta. He had this reputation. He was never going to take a bribe. I guess this is relevant because he was also some kind of heretic. It says here that he was a Christian. Rashi doesn't say though. Either way, so what did they do? He didn't take any bribes, but they wanted to go and mock him and to really to reveal his true essence. They brought some kind of golden lamp and they went to him. The girl, so Ima Shalom went to, I guess, with her brother, which was Shmuel, Rabbi Gamliel. She went with Rabbi Gamliel to this guy, and they said, she said, I want to have a part in the inheritance. Amar lehu pluga, so then split it. So Amar lehi, ksiv lam makam barabara tolo taris. The halachas, the maker at din, it says that if there's a man in the family, so the man gets the inheritance, the daughter doesn't. This is all slavchad. So Amar lehi, Minyoma diglisu me arachon is nitalis orais de moshe visiavis avangilion uchsive bra bra tachad your son. No, since you were exiled from your land, so the ruling document is now avangilion, this other heretical book. And over there it says that a son and a daughter both inherit. So lemach hadar ayole iuchamar luva. So then he brought a Libyan donkey. Amar lehu shfilis l'sefer d'avangilion uchsiv be ana lo mevchas l'melin min arais l'moshe ha'asisi v'lo asuv l'arais l'moshe ha'asisi uchsiv be b'makom bra bra t'lo seiros. He says, I looked through the entire book and it says, I didn't come here to add to Moshe's Torah. I didn't come to take away from Moshe's Torah. The halachas should be the same. Sounds very familiar. But either way, so Amar lehi nehor nehorach kishraga, that your light shine like a lamp, meaning he's saying you just said that she should get the inheritance because she gave you that lamp. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Asa Chamer B'Dash L'Shagav, he says colloquially some kind of phrase, the donkey came and kicked the lamp. I don't know why the donkey was there for, but either way, that's what it says. Me'in Mal in Korin, Amar Rav Lo Shana El Bismarz Beis Hamidrash. It says you're not allowed to read Ksuvim. We talked about this in the Mishnah before, in the interpretation of the Mishnah, at least according to that opinion. So it says you're not supposed to read Ksuvim, writings on Shabbos. So Gemara says, when does that apply? So we had said from Rashi that it applies because you don't want people to not go to Shir. So the Gemara says that only applies during the time when there is shir. If it's not at the time where there's shir going on, so then you're allowed to read Ksuvim. You're allowed to read Tehillim. Shmuel Amar, I feel Shalobah's Man of Beis HaMedrash in Koran. He says, no, you're not even allowed to when it's not time for shir. So is that true? Over there in Narada, where Shmuel lived, they did have this time where they would read Ksuvim on Shabbos afternoon. El Yitzmar Hachim. Rather, what it means is, Am Rav Lo Shano El Makom Beis Hamidrash. There's only a place in the Beis Hamidrash, but you, Aval Shalom Makom Beis Hamidrash, if you're at home, you could, Korin, you could read Ksuvim. You just can't do it inside the Beis Hamidrash. Ushmol Amar Ben Makom Beis Hamidrash, Ben Shalom Makom Beis Hamidrash, with Ban Beis Hamidrash in Korin. Shalom Makom Beis Hamidrash, Korin. Doesn't matter where you are, just matters whether or not it's the time of Shir. If it's not time for Shir, so then you're allowed to read Ksuvim. Azi Shmol Tamei, Vinarada, Paskis Sri Ksuvim, Tumin Chasvet Shabsa. Because in Narada they actually had a time where they read it when it wasn't a time for the other shir. Rav Ashi Amar LaOlam Kedamri Mikar. Now, really, it's what we said before. Shmuel Karebi Nechemya. Really, Shmuel Pasna Karebi Nechemya when it comes to reading Ksuvim on Shabbat. Zetani Afli Shamar Ksuvim Godesh Ein Korim Ben. Even though we say you're not allowed to read them, Aval Shonen Behem V'Darshim Ben. You're allowed to learn in depth. We just don't want you to have superficial learning. We want you to be learning, taking the time for Shabbos and using it as a time to really delve into the Torah. Nitzrach L'Pasuk Mev Yeroba. You're allowed to use Ksuvim when it's coming to a learning of depth. So Amar Rabbi Nechemya Min Ma Amar Ksuvim Kodesh Ein Korim Ben. Why shouldn't you learn them? Kedei Sheyomer Bechisvei Kodesh Ein Korim V'Kol Shnei Mishdar Adyotos. That so a person should know that that Ksuvim, because of its light nature, is very similar to other ordinary documents, either contracts, letters, maybe even newspapers, depending on who you're going to follow. And everyone to sort of give over the message that we're only learning really deep Torah, we're not learning superficial things, and that would include Ksuvim, and thereby teach us about other ordinary documents as well. So the Gemara says, a very interesting topic. Matzilin tikka sefer im a sefer. You're allowed to rescue the casing of the sefer Torah with the sefer Torah. V'tikka tefillin im a tefillin, and the case of the tefillin with the tefillin. V'afal pishyesh besochar maos, and even if they have money in them. L'hechah matzilin osan, where should you save them? Mavish ainu mefulish, as long as it's a biblically private domain, but not to a public domain. Besera omer afal mefulish. Rabbi Ben Besera says, no, even to a public domain, you're allowed to save it for the sake of the sefer Torah. So Tana Rabbanu Arba, Sosh Chalios, V'Shabbos, Mashitan, Zepetzach, Chaza, Divrei Bishmael, Ben Elshel, Rabbi Yochanan, Broka. You're allowed to skin an animal on Pesach until the neck, until the flesh, not until the chaza is the breast, where the meat is, right? Because on Shabbos, you have to burn the karbanos before Shabbos, and then you can eat the karbanos after Shabbos. But you're not allowed to skin it because you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Divrei Bishmael, Ben Elshel, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broka. V'chamer say, no, you can skin the whole thing. Bishlam, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Elshel, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broka, Tal Yisav, Adlai Tzarek Kavoa. According to Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Elshel, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broka, you're allowed to do such a thing because the only thing that you're allowed to do is the karbanos that have to do that day. Tal Yisav, Adlai Tzarek Kavoa, because it's for Hashem. El Rabbana, my time. According to Rabbana, why are you allowed to skin the entire animal? You don't need the entire animal right now on Shabbos, and therefore it shouldn't be allowed. Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra, Kol Pa Hashem L'maneu, everything should be for Hashem. So what's L'maneu about skinning the rest of the animal? Rav Yosef Amar Shloi Asriach, Rav Amar Shloi Yukad She Shemayim Mutalim B'Nevela. That we skin the rest of the animal so that the skin doesn't create heat and make the meat that you have to eat after Shabbos, make it rancid. Rava says that it's so that you don't just leave it there hanging with the skin. It looks disrespectful that you're leaving a mitzvah like that. The difference between those two opinions is whether it's, you know, situated on a gold plate, and therefore it's not disrespectful to leave it like that. Or if it's a cold day, and it's not going to be rancid because of the wind. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, High Pala Hashem Leminam my Avidai, Shloyotzi Asayimur Nekodim Afachas Aor. He uses that pasuk to teach you that you shouldn't take out the innards that you need for the Beis Hamikdash for the carbon without taking the skin away first. My time, why not? I'm Rabbi Huna Beredi Rav Nasan Mishum Nimin, because of the hairs that are going to get stuck as you pull the things out. Hold on, are we close to the end of the daf here? I just lost my place. Yeah, let's stop over here, and we will hopefully get to the corollary to the Mishnah based on this concept tomorrow.